was talking to Brother Kramer a while ago over the many happy memories we have in this chapel. Many happy memories down through the... How many, seven meetings you say you've been in? 38? 38. A lot of things went forth, good things. So we thank the Lord for the privilege to be in another assembly meeting. Like Brother Salvador said, like a family reunion, homecoming. We thank the Lord that we can come to the family reunion. Appreciate the goodness of God. Blessings of the Lord upon our souls this year. It's really been a wonderful, wonderful time. This year, 1993, living for Jesus. Thank the Lord. I'm so glad and so happy and just so glad to see everyone here in this service. We just have a real precious thought on our heart we'd like to share with you. And we trust the Lord will make it a blessing. We just thank the Lord for His spiritual blessings this year. We've had some wonderful times in the Lord and in the service of God, in our home and different places. And so we just closing out the old year with, got another week, a little less than a week to go, but we just thank the Lord that we can close it out with victory and joy and happiness. Are you happy tonight? Praise the Lord, I'm very happy. Happy in the Savior. So we just want to bring out a few thoughts. I want to talk about us getting our eyes on, our opening our hearts to Jesus and getting the veil off of our hearts. You know, many people tonight, they don't see Jesus because they got a veil on their heart. Yes. And they just don't see Him. I mean, you try to talk about Him and try to show Him to Him and all, but they just don't see it. They don't always fight about it, but they just don't see it. But I just thank the Lord that we can get the veil off and the Lord can help us. We'll read over here in 2 Corinthians 3. It says here, verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves, think anything is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth or that is greater. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil, untaken away in reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. For even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be done away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed unto the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Well, we just want to say that the veil is still on people's hearts today. It was on my heart one time when I was a youngster coming up. Sorry to say, I led off into sin in the world, material things, fleshly things, things that the devil made prettied up to me. And in so doing, I got a veil put over my heart to where the gospel, things of God, Jesus was at a distance, wasn't real to me at all. I had more pleasure in ball games and material things and pleasures of the world and the radio and TV and worldly music and all those kind of things. I had more pleasure in those things, and I just kind of got along with the other, tried to, went to church and everything. But I thank the Lord that the time came when I turned to the Lord and I heard the gospel, and the Lord dealt with my soul, and I yielded, and I began to turn my heart to the Lord, and that veil began to come off. Praise the name of the Lord. I just thank the Lord, and He began to help me to see. And I would tonight that the veil would be taken off of people. Now, he's talking about here Moses. Moses been up in the communicating with God, and was up there, and a wonderful time, the Lord blessed, and one time he wrote on the stones with his finger there the laws, and he came down, and the children of Israel broke it, he broke it to pieces, and then Moses went back up in the mount, and this time the Lord had him to write another tables of stone, and he was up there a long time, and when he came back down, the scripture says, I won't take the time to read all that. You can read it back there if you want to, Exodus 34. But when he came back down, the people couldn't look at him. He was glowing. His face was shining, and he was so bright. The people couldn't look at him. They just said, "We can't look at you. You're too bright." And so he got him a veil and kind of a cloth and put it over his face, and they could look at him then because they got the veil over his face. But Paul said here that the veil was upon their hearts. That's where the veil was. And dear ones, today the veil still hangs on the hearts of people today. And I wouldn't be surprised if the veils are hanging on some people right in this building tonight. That the veil is the flesh and self and pride in the world and foolishness and youthful lust is just like a veil, just hangs right over the face. And you can come and sit and hear a gospel message, and you can go to church, and you can just hear the truth, and you can be with the saints, and it doesn't even penetrate you. You just go right on, because the veil is on your heart. And may the Lord help us today. These people here, he says here, their minds were blinded until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away. I believe and what I can see in humanity and in my own life and all, I can see that there's a veil that hangs over the flesh, the eyes, the soul, the mind. It's like a curtain that comes down to where all you can see is just yourself and your own desires and the world and the pleasures and the flesh and having a good time and eating and drinking and running around and all of those things. And that's all you see. You're not able to see. And the preacher gets up and preaches the word. Oh, you just hear it with these little ears, but it don't enter into your heart. It doesn't mean anything. I just pray the Lord somehow that He'll work with heart some way in this meeting and all the time, that they'll get down to business and turn to the Lord to the extent He'll take that veil off the heart, to open up your heart so you can see the glory and the beauty of the Lord. The Lord is a beautiful Savior. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a King of glory. He's a great Almighty I Am. And people need to open up their hearts, get their eyes off the world and off of the fleshly things and off of the material things of money and all these evil, wicked things that people have got on there. It's in their mind. And what does it do? It blinds the mind. It blinds the mind. It puts a veil over the heart to where you can't see. Oh, you think you might see, but you don't really see. Your actions betray the fact that you've got your eyes on something else. Lord, help us today. I just pray the Lord to help us out here, that we might be able to see how we need to get the veil off of our eyes. Get a spiritual understanding. Turn to the Lord. It went over there with Moses, and it said that he put that veil over the flesh, I'm getting the veil in the flesh, but what the flesh, the veil is. But the veil over the eyes, over his face. And he put that veil, when he come out and talk to the people, he put that veil on. But then when he'd go back in and be alone with God, he'd take that veil off. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, today, he says, when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Praise the Lord. When you really turn to the Lord and really get to seeking God for yourself and commit everybody else to the Lord and really get down to business with God, God's going to take that veil off your face and you're going to see some things. You're going to see some spiritual life. You're going to see some spiritual victories and some spiritual blessings. Church services won't be just a drag to you anymore. It'll be a joy. You'll be getting something out of it. You have your heart opened up and the veil will be taken off. Over here in Isaiah 25, it says, talking about this gospel day in 6 and 7, in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, praise the Lord, of wines on the lees, well refined. That on the lees means the whole thing. It won't be watered down or the dregged down, you know, with juice, apple juice or grape juice. When you take to drink it, if it's been sitting there a long time, you don't just start pouring it out, do you? What do? You shake it up, don't you? You stir it up. You get everything stirred up so you get the full force of the juice. You know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. And that's the same way in the gospel. The Lord wants, He doesn't want a watered down gospel. He don't want just a little bit, but He wants the whole thing stirred up in our souls. The whole truth, the whole message. And this is the gospel that we have today in the Word of God. The feast that the Lord's making of fat things, of wines on the lees, the whole thing, not just the top part, not just a little bit, but the whole truth on the lees, of fat things full of marrow. Praise the Lord, full of good, wholesome. What is the marrow? That's the very essence of the blood, isn't it? That's where the blood is formed. It's in the marrow of the bone. And in this feast, He wants to give us something. But you know, many people, the Lord has these blessings, but they don't get it. Why? Because the veil's on their hearts. They've got their minds blinded. They got other things on their mind. They're blinded by false preachers and false doctrine. They're blinded by all kinds of lusts and their own ideas and their own self. And it just hangs a veil and they can just come and they can just hear the gospel preached and it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't mean a thing because the veil is upon their hearts. But I'll tell you, dear ones, every one of us, we have to get down to business and start seeking the Lord and praying and calling on the Lord and yielding to the Lord and reaching out after Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I want to tell you, as we do that, the veil starts coming off. Praise the name of the Lord. You can just look right up and the Lord will just bless your soul. And it says here, He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that spread over the nations. There's a veil over this world tonight. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be, the scripture says in Romans 8. And it says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Dear ones, tonight, watch your flesh. Watch your own self. Watch your own desires. It can be a flesh. It'll hang right over your face and you'll not be able to see the glory of God. You'll not be able to see the goodness of God. You have to watch it in your own life. It can start hanging over before you realize it. The devil can get a veil hung right over you and you'll see your own desires. You'll see this world. You'll see money. You'll see pleasure. You'll see all the awful things that people are going after today and you'll be right in there and be drinking and smoking and crowding and partying and all these things, and the gospel won't have any appeal to you. The veil is over your flesh, over your eyes, over your face. May the Lord help us today. I just pray the Lord stir people's heart today and open up. You better do some seeking the Lord in your own heart in this meeting. You can't expect the preacher to cram it down your throat and put it before you. It's going to be brought out. But if your heart's not open, you won't get a bit of it, dear ones. May the Lord help us tonight. I remember I had a dream a number of years ago. Really stirred me. I dreamed I was in a room. There was a whole bunch of people, and everybody had a sack over their face. And I looked at those people, and I said, "Say, somebody's got a sack over their face. I'm going to try to get that off." So I went to them, and I'll tell you, I couldn't get it off of them. I tried to get the sack off their face, and they just held on to it. And not only that, but after a while, they come out with one to put over my face. I'll tell you, I got out of there. In my dream, I left. I could not get the sack off of their face, and they had one to put on mine. Dear ones, that's the way it is in this wicked world today. The devil has got the wool pulled over people's eyes. Their hearts are blinded. Their minds are full of all kinds of wrong thoughts. And you'd like to help them. We'd love to help them. But I want to tell you, you cannot penetrate that veil unless they turn to the Lord themselves and seek the Lord. And then the veil will start coming off. Amen. You better watch out. They'll have one to slip on you. Oh, yes, they will. May the Lord help us today. This sin-laden society we live in, this proud, haughty nation, this full of strife and full of own selfish desires. Dear ones, it's a veil that hangs right over the face. It's hung over the nations through the years, through all the societies and all the generations of the past. It's a veil that hangs over. Many people live their whole life without the veil ever being lifted. They don't even know what's going on. They go out into eternity into darkness. They don't even know what's happening. May the Lord help us today. You better be praying, Lord. Open now my eyes. Where's that scripture over here? In Psalms 119. Lord, help us today. I want to love the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. And I want to live for Him. I want Him. In Psalms 119 and 18. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Oh, Lord, help us today. And another place it says, there's a different wonderful chapter here, 119th Psalm. It says in another place, it says, open thou mine eyes and behold. Another place it says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Oh, dear ones, today it's when you open your heart. It's when you seek the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind, and you pray and you give yourself to the seeking the Lord, and you bow down and you pray and you seek Him and you open your heart. I want to tell you, there's a ray of light that'll shine right down from heaven into your soul, and the veil will be taken away. All things will happen to you. You look at it in a fleshly way, you won't be able to see it. You just look at it in a carnal way, you won't be able to see it. But all as you look to the Lord, then the Lord begins to pull that veil back, and you see, oh Lord, I see that was your will. That was your workings, Lord, and I'm thankful for it. Oh, tonight, dear ones, we need to seek the Lord with all of our heart. Lord, take this veil off my eyes. Help me to see. Open up my eyes. Give me a vision, a spiritual vision. Give me understanding that I can see your ways. Dear ones, if you just go by the flesh, if you just go by the natural, you just go look at things in a human way, you'll miss it altogether. You won't see the goodness of God. You won't see the workings of God. But if you will really pray and you'll humble yourself and yield and submit and just dedicate and consecrate your life, oh, dear ones, the Lord will take that veil and He'll help you to see. I want to encourage everyone, you young people. I know there's some of you young people that just kind of hanging halfway. Now, you God, Lord, help you now. Don't feel hurt at me telling you this. But I can see that some of you people, not young people, now all of you, I'm going to say just young people, but there's a lot of young people. They're not giving all to God like they should. They're not doing it. Oh, they don't want to go out to the world and go after the things of the world, maybe. And they want to go to church. We appreciate their desire. But somewhere you're not giving yourself wholly to the Lord. You need to be filled with the Spirit of God. You need to give your heart so completely to the the Lord. And let His Spirit just come in and fill you with glory and power. And then you can just give yourself to Him and He'll just enlighten your eyes. Praise the Lord. He'll give you an understanding. Then the service won't be a drag. It won't be hard for you to sit and listen. If the preacher gets wound up and wants to preach an hour and a half or 2 hours, you've got you in the Spirit of the Lord and your soul will be feasting. You won't be looking at that clock all the time. You'll be lost in the goodness of God. The Lord will take the veil off your eyes and you can see wonderful things out of His law. Lord, help us today. You young people, give your life wholly to the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Seek after it with all your heart. He says, down in our little lesson there, He says, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. That's the Lord is that Spirit. Let's look at that again. I tell you, dear one, that is so important there. 2 Corinthians 3, that's where we were reading. Lord, help us here. And it says here, until this day, though Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Oh, just think of that. Just get up and read the Bible. Read the Scriptures. I know I've done it many times. I've read the Word. I've preached the Word. I've done my very best. But I know many times the people I've preached to have got the veil over their hearts. I know they've got the veil over their hearts. And you can't take it off of them either. I mean, you can't take it off of them. You can't take the veil off. There's only one way that veil will come off that heart, and that is when you look to God yourself and really seek the Lord and really open your heart. Then the veil starts coming off. Now, the preacher can't take it off. Saints can't. Your mother can't take it off. No, you might have a godly mother. You might have a real godly mother and a father, but that doesn't mean you're going to be godly. You'll have that veil hanging over. You'll have the sweetest mother and father in the world. Best pastor the man or person could ever have in a congregation. But the veil's on your heart. So you just go right on with the veil on your heart. May the Lord help us. This is the truth, dear ones. Oh, this is serious business. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. Now, this language here, He spoke up in here about Christ, the epistle of Christ being ministered to us, written not with ink but with the Spirit of the living God. And then ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter but of the Spirit. You see, that's what He's talking about here. Now, in the Greek, the Spirit, we have big capital letters on some Spirit and small business. In the Greek, it's all speaking about the same thing, the Spirit of God. And it's the Spirit of God that gives you access to the things of God. It opens it up. It makes it real to your heart. The Spirit of God. Oh, dear ones, today, the Lord has just somehow helped me to see how, just recently, I've just been able to see what a wonderful thing it is for the Holy Spirit to come down and mix and mingle with our spirit and be one and just live within us and bless us and guide us and strengthen us and teach us and help us and inspire us and just a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful blessing. Well, we need to just give the Lord a chance. Start consecrating your life. If you've never been sanctified and filled with the Spirit of God, you need to seek after it. I know a lot of people say there's nothing to it. They don't know what they know what they're talking about. I want to tell you, dear one, there is something to being saved and sanctified and filled with the Spirit of God and being led by the Spirit of God in your life. Seeking after the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, dear one. It's a wonderful life. It gives you access to the things of God. It opens your heart and your mind. You're able to enter into the worship of God. He said you can't worship God except in the Spirit and in the truth. There's only one way you can worship God. It's through the medium of the Holy Spirit. And as you yield and submit and seek, and God just sends His Holy Spirit and pours it out upon you and sends it down and refreshes and comforts and strengthens you. Dear ones, you're able to enter in. You're able to see. Your heart's opened up. The veil just passes out. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad the veil is gone? I appreciate the goodness of God. Oh, dear ones, today, that last verse, I wish I could just bring it out like I feel it in my heart. We all, with open face. What does that mean? It means the veil of the flesh. I feel sorry for many people today. They're so taken up with the world and the flesh and self, it's pitiful. And it just shows up in their life. They're not happy. Oh, I know. I know when people are happy. They're not happy. They try to make themselves think they're happy, but they're not happy because they're not entering into the Spirit. The veil is upon their face, over their face, over their eyes. And oh, they're maybe trying, going on, maybe thinking they're made by thinking they're doing all right, but they're not really getting along. May the Lord help us today, dear ones. Let's get down to business with God. Let's seek the Lord with all of our heart. And Lord, help me. I just think about a little illustration about the pecan. We have a couple of pecan trees, and we've had a couple of good crops. We didn't have a good crop this year. Something happened we thought we were, but between the crows and the squirrels and the bad weather and everything, we didn't get much good. I think about a pecan. Now, you take that pecan, and what do you see? You see the shell, don't you? You know, that shell is a very important thing. It's important because it houses the meat of that pecan and keeps it until it's time to be ripened. That's a very important thing. But you don't want to eat that shell. You get one little bit of shell in a mouthful of pecan, and what do you have? You're ready to spit the whole thing out. One little bit of a shell. It's got a terrible taste. But that shell is important. But then you take, and I'll get every now and then I'll get, see, we need to crack a few pecans. I'll get my pecan cracker. I got a real good one. It's a biter pecan cracker. I don't know if you've ever seen one or not, but I'm telling you, it does a good job. And I'll sit down and I'll start cracking. I'll start opening up. And you know, dear ones, that's the way it is with us. The shell has got to be broken. As we look into the Word of God, our ideas and our thoughts and ourself and everything, that's got to be broken. We got to break down, humble down. He said, the sacrifices of the Lord are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And we bow down and we get really broken up. And we get real down in humble and humility and love and faith. And we just get real yielded and submitted to God. Here once then the Lord just breaks and, whoo, you know, what a wonderful taste a good old pecan is. That's the best nut there is to me is a good old pecan. Oh, my, I had a dog one time in the place I was in, and that dog, he told me, he said, don't you try to make friends with that dog. Well, I saw right away, I better not, but I'd go out there and I'd be walking around, and I won that dog by pecans. I got a bunch of pecans in my pocket, and I'd go around and get a couple of pecans, I'd get it cracked, and I'd crack open that. Oh, they were luscious pecans. Oh, they were beautiful. And I just open it up, and I just kind of walk around hanging. Dog would come up and get that pecan. You know, I won that dog through pecans. Dear ones, today we need to crack open. Crack open our hearts. Crack open ourself. Crack open our desires. Crack open that old self. That old stiffness. That pride. Dear ones, today pride's dragging many people down. Oh, young boys and young girls, watch pride. You may say, well, I don't have any pride about me. That's the trouble. You've got it and you don't realize it. Pride is a deceptive thing. But what it does, it puts a veil over your face. And it doesn't, not just young people. It goes right up in the loop. And there's old people today just as stiff with pride as they can be. And they can't see. And Jesus said, He hides these things from the wise and prudent. And He reveals it to who? Unto babes, the lowly, the meek. The loving, the gentle. He shows it to them, but He hides it to the wise and the prudent. He hides it to the proud, the haughty, the stiff, the self-centered, the rebellious. He hides it from them, and He shows it to the lowly. He resists the proud, and He gives grace to the lowly, to the humble. May the Lord help us with open face now. Got this veil took off. We're seeking the Lord. Oh, dear Lord, I realize how weak and poor and needy and helpless and undone, how bankrupt, how needy I am, Lord. I want you to bless me and help me and want you to have your way. I give myself to you and I yield my life to you. You know, you can just seek the Lord like that and really mean business. And you know, the Lord's going to respond to that. With open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. Did you know, my dear people, what you're looking at determines what you are. What you're looking at. If you're looking at a baseball player, you've got your baseball cards all, you get them out, you look at them, and you admire those fellas and what they're doing and their home run, their batting average, and those basketball stars, those football stars. And many people have movie stars, and lots of different kind of stars they have to look at. I was in getting a haircut the other day, and one cut my hair says, you want to leave your sideburns? And I says, no, I'll just cut them off. And a woman across the way says, oh, don't you want to look like Elvis Presley? I said, no, don't want to. Many people, they're worshiping that man. He's been gone since 1977. They're still worshiping him. That's the truth. And they got their minds, they got his records and his tapes and all those things. Just whoever you're looking at, that's how you're going to be conformed to that image. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. When they got their eyes off of the will of God and got it on that thought of being wise, and after the tree of the knowledge, they lost the image of God because they lost sight of it. It's what you're looking at, that's what you're going to be. That's right now. You've got all these other things you've got in your mind. You're thinking about it. Many people just got a big old picture of self up there. They're looking at self. Find that's the hardest thing to get rid of, but it's the worst thing to have. Self-dominated life. As long as that's up there, that's your image. That's what you're doing. Oh, dear Lord, help us today with open face, beholding as in a glass. What are you looking at? What are you seeing? Are you seeing Jesus at the right hand of God? You know, I know exactly what Jesus looks like. Praise the Lord. I know. I see Him. I'm looking at Him right now. You may wonder how I've been doing it, but I am. I'm looking at His face. One place it said they'll see His face. How do we see His face? By the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ. Spirit of the Lord. Brother Salvatore, you went right down my line today. The Spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. The Lord gave me that the other day. I wondered about that scripture. What does that mean? The Spirit of the Lord is a candle of the Lord, the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the... It says the belly doesn't mean this tubby here. It means your soul, your spirit, your inner man. And the Spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. And He just looks in, He just shines through your spirit and He works in you and... And it's just wonderful. It opens up your heart and you look up and you just see the beauty of the Lord. Oh, His beauty. What are you looking at? Oh, I remember when our little boy died, going on 29 years ago now. Oh, I just see, Mike, all I could think about was that little boy after he was gone. And I'd think about him and I'd go to crying. I'd go to weeping and I'd go to crying. I missed him so much. He was such a dear little thing. But one day the Lord helped me to see. Don't let that dwell on your mind. Look up to me. Get your eyes on me. I was driving along. We'd been to a graduation. Going down the road one night, been to a graduation, driving along. And as I drove, my wife, she was sitting over here, and some others back. And seemed like everybody kind of was a little long trip there, and everybody's kind of going to sleep. And I was driving, and I saw something. I saw my little boy lying, still and cold in death. I saw him when he took his last breath. And saw the whiteness come in his face and his chest didn't heave anymore. We tried to pray back, but he was gone. And I saw him there as I drove along. I saw the picture of him there. And as I looked at my little boy in my mind's eye, big black cloud. I could see this big old black cloud just coming down. I could feel it pressing on my spirit, just crushing me. The tears began to come out of my eyes. And I began to weep, my little boy. But then, all of a sudden, I saw something else. Over here on the right was a big, bright cloud. I saw this all going on in my mind as I went down the road. Just as real as if I saw it in my natural eyes. In fact, I want to tell you something. These old natural eyes, I don't rely on them no more. This bright cloud. And this bright cloud, I recognized it as the Spirit of the Lord. It was so bright, beautiful. And it began to come. And I saw it. I saw this, dear ones, in my mind. It just began to push on that black cloud. I could just see it pushing that black cloud. It just pushed it plumb out of the picture. And it was just all bright and beautiful. The hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it was weeks that I couldn't even weep. It was weeks before I ever wept again. That was such a complete victory. Oh, I can still today, I can get to thinking about him and I can still weep. But I don't weep for sorrow. It's just, you know, the tie. But, dear ones, we see. What are you looking at? Oh, with open face, beholding as in a glass or as in a mirror, we might say, the glory of the Lord. You know, a mirror, I like mirrors. I just think mirrors are wonderful. Not that I want to look at myself in them, but I like to get a mirror out on a bright day and stand out in my neighborhood and shine it all over the neighborhood. I just like to do that. And one day I had a mirror going up the street over here and stopped at Banner School. I had a great big old mirror. I don't remember what I was doing with it, but I was taking it up to the house. And I went over there by the fence, and the children, they all came over there, and I shone that sun right at them. Oh, they thought that was really something. Mirror. You know what the mirror is? Here it is right here. Here's that mirror. Praise the Lord. Get that looking glass down. There's something about this mirror. You look at it one way, you can see yourself, spiritually speaking. You look at it another way, you can see Jesus. That's just the way it is. You know, John Bunyan brought that out in The Pilgrim's Progress. There was a mirror, and little old Mercy, you know, she was expecting a little child, and she saw this mirror over there on that wall, and she thought, oh, if I don't get that mirror, I'll have a miscarriage. You know, you read it in The Pilgrim's Progress. And so she went and talked to one of the shepherds or something, and they said, well, yeah, I'll let you have that. Oh, she is so glad to get that mirror. She said, there's something about that mirror. She said, you look at it one way, you can see yourself. You're looking at it the other way, you can see the Lord Jesus. Oh, dear ones, have you been looking in the mirror lately? Praise the Lord. Are you looking at your troubles? You're looking at your sorrows? You're looking at how hard it is? You're looking at the world? You're looking at this? Look at itself. Oh, let's get the mirror down. Let's look at that good things of God, dear ones. It's wonderful. Those of you that aren't saved tonight, I just challenge you. Get the mirror down. Open your heart. Seek the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Turn away from yourself and this old vain world. Who wants it anyway? Would you, Lord, cast your lot with this world so mixed up and bankrupt and everything's gone? I don't want it. I found something better. Praise the name of the Lord. I found something better. With open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, what does it do? It changes us to the same image. As you look on Jesus' face, as you see Him portrayed in the gospel and the Word of God, it does something for you. It changes you all around on the inside. Where you were proud, it makes you want to be humble. Where you were impatient, it makes you want to be patient. Where you were cross and hard to get along with, it just makes you want to be gentle and kind. As you look at the face, where you was doubtful and fearful, as you look at Jesus, He gives you strength and courage. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful thing, dear ones, as we open our hearts, get the veil off. May the Lord help us today. You say, I don't have any veil. That's your trouble. You've got it and you don't realize it. Get out of the business. Say, Lord, I tell you what. I've had times when I didn't think I had the veil either, but I did. When the Lord got through with me, I found a thick veil hanging over my mind. Lord, get it off. Help me, Lord. Help me to be able to see the glory of God. That are changed into the same image from glory to glory. People need to be delivered from the guild and the glory of this old world. Amen. The glitter and the shine and the gleam. Oh, they need to turn away their eyes from that. There's a poem that I really like. One of Whittier's poems. I can't recite it all, just a little part of it. But what is his name of it is Palestine. It's about the Holy Land. And he writes in there about different things over in the Holy Land, the Sea of Galilee and Mount Tabor and Mount Lebanon and different things in the Holy Land and Jerusalem and so on. But then he, as he comes down toward the end, he breaks out in this blessed expression. He says, but wherefore this dream of the earthly abode of humanity clothed in the brightness of God, were my spirit but turned from the outward and dim, I could gaze even now on the presence of Him. Not in wrath or in terrors, but gentle as wind, in love and in meekness He moved among men. And the voice that breathed peace to the waves of the sea, in the hush of my spirit, could whisper to me. What though I may not trod where His feet trod, nor hear the dashing of Galilee's flood, nor my knees press Gethsemane's garden of prayer, or my back bow neath the cross that He did bear. Yet, love to the Father, the Spirit is near, to the meek and the lowly and penitent here, and the voice of His love is the same even now as at Bethany's tomb or on Olivet's brow. Oh, the outward is gone, but in glory and power, the Spirit survivateth the things of an hour. Unchanged, undecaying, the Pentecost flame on the heart's secret altar is burning the same. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it's true. I don't have to go over there and see all those things. I see it in the Spirit. My heart's been open. I believe, what does it say? One of the women that Paul dealt with, was that Lydia down there on the riverside, has said, whose heart, what? Lord, open. Yeah. Lord, open my heart. Open my eyes. Break this shell off of this foolishness and all this playing all the time and all of this pranks and doing tricks and all these things and ornaments. Lord, break this thing and help me that I'll be meek and lowly like You are. Just help me to see it. Oh, dear ones, this is precious. Changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. How long has it been since the Spirit of the Lord was poured out upon your soul? I believe, dear ones, that all along the way, it's worked that way in my life. And I've had to seek for a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. A fresh outpouring of the Spirit of God. Seek it here in the service. Seek it at home. Seek it every day. Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Enlighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Open up my eyes, and I can see wondrous things out of your law. Break this veil. Lord, help us tonight. God bless you.